This week's parasha, we find the mitzvah of Vinigdashti B'sol B'nai Yisrael, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Which requires us to be prepared to give our lives for what we believe in. Whether it's the prohibitions or the situations that call for the Jew to give his life, that's Vinigdashti B'sol B'nai Yisrael. You cannot claim to be an atheist at gunpoint. You cannot claim to worship some other god to save your life. That's the mitzvah of Vinigdashti, sanctifying the name of Hashem, because you're making a very clear statement. This is more important to me than my own dear life. And so many Jews have done that over the ages. And that's wow. But you know, the pasuk before that, in the same pasuk, the pasuk says, "V'lo sechalalu eshem kodshi." Don't be mechalil eshem shamayim. Don't defile Hashem's name. And that's just the negative side of it. If one doesn't give his life under such circumstances, that's chilul Hashem, he has transgressed. He's defiling the name of Hashem. Now one can understand it. It's admirable. It's wow to give your life for what you believe in. But if you're just not that kind of person, it's inspiring to hear those stories. But come on. Not everyone's ready to give their life up. The Torah is telling us that's not for extra credit. Yes, it's super when one gives his life up for his beliefs. But it's awful when one doesn't. What a statement. Velosachalalu. If you're not ready to give your life for what you believe, that's chilul Hashem, you're defiling the name of Hashem. This is expected of every one of us. This is not extra credit. This is basic. Listen here, life is for real. What we call religion, that's not culture. That's not just what gives security. Listen, this is real. for? If you're not prepared to give your life for what you believe in, then what you're saying is, it's tradition. It's touchy-feely. This is reality. This is what it's about. And if you got to be ready to be killed for it, then obviously that's what you live for in the first place. It's not a game. The Torah is making it very clear. This is all about life. This is what life is. Life is about connecting to the Creator. You mean there's something else in life that's more important? There's something else you're living for? Yeah, I'm in it for the ride. No, it's not extra credit. This is what it's about. So once again, it's not only when you're challenged at gunpoint. This is real. This is what you live for. This is what you dedicate your life to. Everything else is nice. It's nice to be comfortable. But what you live for is v'nikdashti v'sov b'nei Yisrael, kiddush shem shamayim. Getting closer to Hashem, bringing humanity closer to Hashem. Understanding His values and personifying them. This is life, period. No games. You're not defined by your profession. You're not defined by your talents. You're defined by one thing. Your connection to the Creator. That's what matters. How much do you care about every Jew knowing there's a Creator? There's something else in your life that's more important? That you're defiling the name of Hashem. What's more important? Your comfort, your career. We're bringing the name of Hashem to every Jew. No, it's not extra credit. Oh, it's great to be involved. It's great to be involved in spreading the truth of Torah, the beauty of Torah, the beauty of Judaism. But understand that the alternative is Chilul Hashem. Got to be clear. You feel a bit uncomfortable with this? Think about it. Think about it. Do you honestly believe career is a goal? Are you willing to say in so many words that comfort is a goal? You're not embarrassed as a Jew to say such things? Few people will say it. Too many live it, though. We're making life choices. Comfort weighs in before anything else. It's Chilul Hashem. It's defiling the name of Hashem. Come on, Vinigdashti. Our lives have to be Kiddush Shem Shamayim. That's the only thing worth living for. Spreading Hashem's name. Learning to understand Him. Living His values. Spreading His values. That's what it's about. Get it straight. This is what it means to be a Jew. I'm shaking you up a little bit. At least think about it. Don't forget about it too quickly.